Holiday Commercialism, Listening 1. Black Friday is an Americanism that traditionally refers to the days immediately following the Thanksgiving holiday in the US, which marks the beginning of the holiday shopping season. During this period, retailers generally offer steep discounts and promotions to boost consumer traffic and get a strong start to the season. The term seems to have originated from the 1950s Philadelphia Police Department to refer to the Friday after Thanksgiving. On this day, many people entered the city to shop in anticipation of the annual Army-Navy football game. This led to increased traffic issues and shoplifting in the city. By the early 1960s, the term had caught on in Philadelphia. Retailers tried to put a positive spin on the event by calling it Big Friday, but this failed to catch on. Eventually, in the 1980s, the term gained national attention, and this time rebranding the term positively was successful. The name was kept, but the origin story of the term was changed. In the new story, the black in Black Friday referred to retailers finally starting to make a profit, moving out of the red, operating at a loss, to the black, operating at a profit. In recent years, the importance of Black Friday has diminished somewhat due to a few reasons such as the rise of e-commerce and other phenomena such as Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, and Christmas creep. Holiday Commercialism, Listening 2. Christmas creep is a phrase used to refer to the lengthening of the winter holiday season to a gradually earlier start. While Black Friday used to signal the beginning of the holiday shopping season in the US, due to Christmas creep, it has been getting earlier each year. As a result, some stores and individuals have begun putting out Christmas decorations and advertising holiday sales earlier in the year than what was traditional. One very noticeable sign of Christmas creep can be found in the timing of Christmas music being played, listened to, and searched for. A number of news outlets and companies such as the Washington Post, Google, and Spotify have tracked when Christmas songs begin to be played. The song All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey is used as an indicator to track Christmas creep. The song is one of the most popular Christmas songs globally, and based on Google search data, it has been searched earlier every year since 2006. It now begins to trend upwards quickly in early November. Christmas creep is not just a phenomenon in the US. In Japan, Christmas decorations and sales events often begin immediately after Halloween, with many special events and products being featured. Perhaps the most extreme example can be found in the Philippines, where based on data from music streaming service Spotify, listening of Christmas music begins in early October.